Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Living by the words of God, we demonstrate our love for God. Jesus made it a point of emphasis. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 14:24, he who does not love me does not keep my words. Living by the words of God, we learn to relate to God as a person. This is way past obeying a command or upholding a standard. I show my love for God through my obedience. Personal. I love God. I live by the words of God. I honor him. This benefits us when we both fail and succeed. When I succeed, obey the truth, then I honor a person that I love. This brings great pleasure and satisfaction, much more than just following a standard. Adam and Eve dishonored God by not trusting his words and doubting his goodness. They fractured the relationship between God and man. Now we have the opportunity to do it differently, not by pride or human strength or ambition, not religious zeal, simply the created, honoring the Creator in loving obedience, and we bring healing into the relationship between God and man. And when we fail, we approach a person, someone we love, someone who loves us, not a rule or law or standard. We confess our sin before the person Jesus, the person the Holy Spirit, the person the Father. We welcome God's walk in the garden of our lives, no matter how our day has gone. We are thankful for the opportunity to share our day with our best friend. Triumph and defeat, doubts, fear, hope, excitement. Let God visit your life as a person. How impressive, the King of the Universe would submit himself to being my friend. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.